Tēnā nō tātou katoa. Welcome back to Toi Hauora Kōrero Te Wā, providing a hauora approach to current issues. Today I have a kōrero about te whare tapawhā and restoring balance to hauora. During the decrease in alert levels and reduction of restrictions, I was busy catching up on mahi and getting back into a busy routine of commitments. But with this recent quick increase in alert levels and restrictions, I felt I needed to be reminded about wellbeing. So shifting to a higher alert level often requires time and energy as we prepare ourselves and our whānau who need care. It's likely that this affects our studies, work and whānau wellbeing. Reach out to your whānau and friends and fellow colleagues and students for support. It's timely also to use a Māori health model of health and wellbeing, such as Te Whare Tapawhā, to restore balance and promote hauora. So if we focus on Tā Hinengaro, changing again to higher alert levels with more physical distancing and isolation may trigger negative feelings and memories from the first lockdown experience, particularly if it meant significant changes and challenges. Everyone will be feeling moriri or unsettled and anxious about the rapid change to alert levels, particularly those in the wider Auckland region or with whānau or friends in the Auckland region. Taha whānau. While physical distancing is required, it can make us feel separated and vulnerable. It's still important that we maintain social connections and whanaungatanga and see and hear from others. Regularly check up on and help our elderly, disabled, at risk, those living by themselves and our single parents. No doubt you'll be more familiar with online social media platforms now or a phone call or even a visit in person, and you can do this by standing at the end of a driveway or talking through a window. Young children definitely still need reassurance, attention and physical contact and hugs. Taha tinana. The focus on hygiene practices doesn't mean that the rest of our tinana can be neglected. It's still important to korekore tinana, get active, kai hauora, eat well, and drink wai Māori, keep hydrated. If you're studying or working from home, remember to create a healthy space and schedule with regular breaks and some time outside. And lastly, but probably most importantly, taha wairua. Take one day at a time. These current restrictions are in place temporarily. Be prepared to potentially shift alert levels again soon. Draw on your previous experiences and be solution focused. Reach out for support from iwi, Māori, whānau ora, community and health and social services. Many of them are available over the phone and online now. Be mindful of your own response to change and challenge. Have patience and understanding for others. Reassure and help where you can. Kia haumaru, kia mauritau, kia matara. Be safe, be calm, and stay attentive. Tēnā tātou katoa. I hope that this was perhaps a little bit of a reminder or pick-me-up for you as we move into these new alert levels. And no doubt we'll have more Toi Hauora Kōrero o Te Wā coming out to you soon. Tēnā tātou.